All right, now time to get our little preview for Carrie Crowley.
Me and the dog went walking down the beach, and two old cats, they called on out to me.
All right, Carrie Crowley joins us. Carrie, how are you?
You know, Marty, that song always puts me in a great mood, so I'm doing well. How are you?
It's true. Very well. I like Sunday baseball. I always have. It's always been a lot of fun for me to get everyone ready on Sunday. It's early morning. People are waking up and kind of sitting back and, look, it's a different world today. But it is something that we can enjoy Sunday morning, 3 hours, 3.5 hours of a pregame and then a game and then Bill Lasky. So it does take up our Sundays, and hopefully people are out enjoying life, but doing it sensibly with masks and social distancing and keeping your hands clean and everything else. So that's my talk about how I am on a Sunday morning. I enjoy it. I enjoy it.
Well, you know what? I love Sunday baseball so much that I thought that Major League Baseball really missed an opportunity this year to not schedule more day games. I think that we should have had day games every day of the week this year, and there should have been a featured day game on MLB Network. I just think that with people working from home, people in quarantine, and so much uncertainty, it'd be really nice to have day baseball.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I see it, but the TV money and, you know, getting the games on in prime time. Look, they adjust the time, 6:10 starts, so Texas can have a prime time game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it all makes sense in the end, but I still think that, you know, Saturdays and Sundays should be during the day. I don't get the Saturday night. I don't think any greater portion of the audience is tuning in. But, again, I'm not paid to study this stuff, so I'm probably not so qualified to talk about it.
We call it above our pay grade is what
indeed.
Way we describe it. Hey, I just did the Bay Alarm spot, you know, for stolen bases. Giants haven't caught anybody yet. Is that right? 8 stolen bases against them, according to the Giant notes. They haven't caught anybody. That, you know, at some point you got to start tightening that up.
Well, the entire defense needs to be tightened up, Marty. It's been pretty sloppy all around the diamond. The catcher position has obviously been a point of concern ever since Buster decided to sit out the season. But Tyler Heineman, Chadwick Tromp, I just don't know that they are major league caliber defenders, or above average major league caliber defenders, I should say. I really do think that Tromp has improved as a framer behind the plate, and I like what he's done. But Heineman has a little more work to do there, and the Giants like that he's a high-energy guy. So we'll see if he can make improvements. I think it would set the tone for the rest of the defense if there was improvement from the catching position.
Well, at some point, you got to start throwing people out, you know, mm-hmm. or else the people, you know, the word will get around. And Texas ran a little bit last night. That was still a close game last night until the Giants broke it open. Texas was awful last night. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I think that the Giants are showing finally in their third series of the season that they have a talent advantage over a different team. And yeah. I wouldn't be surprised for the Giants to walk away from this series with a sweep because they really do have the upper hand over Texas. And of course, so much is contingent on getting a good start out of Samardzija. And you don't know what you're going to get after that first outing of the season where he was really shaky against the Padres. But I think that that they've shown well so far in this series. And I think it's been really important for Gabe Kapler because of what happened on Thursday night to come back and beat the Rangers 2 days in a row. To get that sweep would be really big for him.
And not run out of the dugout and make a pitching change when you couldn't do it. You know what I mean? That would be too much at this point. No, but I minimize that stuff. I think it was just a question of getting used to that new bench coach, the new coaching staff, new pitching coaches, and everybody else, and getting the communication in the dugout. It's going to be interesting. This is one of those games today. They've got a lefty on the other side, a young kid, only making, what, his 14th major league appearance, something like that, his 10th start. And then you get Samardzija, the big veteran on the other side, who's got to keep the ball in the park. He's got to keep the ball in the park. That's the story of Jeff Samardzija.
He really does, and he said it after his last outing. You know, if he gives up 2 solo shots a game, he can take that. But if he's giving up 2 home runs and they're 3-run shots or 2-run shots, then the Giants are going to be coming from behind, and then he's going to have a rough day at the yard. So I really do think that it's all about keeping the ball in the yard for Samardzija, like you said. And for the Giants, having another strong day from their right-handed lineup against a left-handed pitcher, this is a right-handed lineup, Marty, that has turned out to be better than expected. I know we discussed it yesterday, but I continue to be impressed by guys like Donovan Solano, Darren Ruff, Austin Slater. And then when you put Mike Yastrzemski in the middle of that order and the way he's seeing the ball right now, it just really makes it an above-average lineup against left-handed pitchers, in my opinion.
You know, Dwayne brought this up yesterday, and, you know, Pence is, what, 0 for 23 or 4 or 5, whatever it is right now. And everyone's getting a little worried about him. And Sandoval is 2 for 20 or 2 for 19, and nobody's saying much about him. Why is he getting a pass?
That's a good question. I think that because he's not such a big fixture on this roster, you know, no one was expecting Pablo Sandoval to play a starting role. And so when bench players struggle, it doesn't make as much of a difference. You know, he's been in the DH spot a little more than I would have anticipated with his struggles. But Hunter Pence, you signed this guy to go out and hit left-handed pitchers. You signed him to be a regular part of your lineup. And he's gotten quite a few opportunities in the DH spot as well. And so to not produce, I think that makes a little bit more of a difference, because he was a major league free agent making $4 million, as opposed to Pablo Sandoval, who's coming off the Tommy John surgery. No one even knows if he's going to be on this team on Thursday when they cut down the rosters from 30 to 28.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because obviously I'm not going to talk to you till next weekend on the air. What are the Giants going to do Thursday? Where do they cut two people?
Well, you know, in situations like these, you never quite know, because injuries can always work this out. So, you know, maybe Drew Smyly goes off the roster, and then they for the injured list. So we don't know much about his situation yet. Gabe Kapler said that he hadn't had his MRI yet when we spoke with him this morning. But I think they'll drop a position player. Sandoval, certainly a candidate right now. Steven Duggar, another candidate. They're comfortable putting Darren Ruff out in left field or right field. And then I think it'll be, you know, one of the back-end bullpen guys will end up getting optioned out. Maybe it's Sam Selman, maybe it's someone else, but I think that that's the most likely scenario.
Yeah, six lefties. It's a lot to carry in the bullpen. How was Kapler today? You got to talk to him on Zoom today. Obviously, you're at the ballpark. What's going on?
Well, he's in good spirits. You know, he was really excited about Donovan Solano and the continued production that he brings to the plate. He had a really good breakdown of why Donovan Solano has such great success when he puts the ball in play, as opposed to some of the other players who've struggled when they put the ball in play, like Pence or Crawford. And it's because when Solano does so, he does it at a launch angle that, you know, is coming out 10, 12, 15 degrees. So he's hitting line drives. He's not hitting fly balls. He's not hitting ground balls. He's hitting line drives, and those tend to find the gaps. Those tend to find the outfield grass a lot more often, which leads you to believe that the high batting average on balls in play is sustainable.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that and line drives, and, you know, I'm sure there's ratios and numbers for everything. I don't think we have any idea of the depth of the analytics that the Giants hitting coaches go through in trying to analyze these hitters. You know that? I'm not sure anyone really has scratched the surface on what these guys do.
Oh, there's no doubt. And to me, you know, we can use these analytics that are available to us, like exit velocity, like pitch spin or spin rate, but we don't know, because I think a lot of this has to do with things like bat path. And no one who watches the game like we do, Marty, could tell you about a player's bat path and whether it's repeatable, or whether, you know, what the analytics show about something like that, or chase rate, these things where hitters are going outside the strike zone. So there's we've come a long way in the last 10 years in our understanding as an industry of the knowledge that some of these front offices are dealing with. But again, we are not scratching the surface. There's so much underneath. It's like when you pop the hood of a car and you look inside and you're not a mechanic, you're thinking, oh my goodness, how am I going to find these?
Very good. Hey, great to talk to you this morning, and look forward to talking with you next week. And have a good afternoon, and hope everyone is well in the family, the folks, and everyone else. Thanks, Kerr.
Of course. Thanks so much, Marty.
All right, that is Kerry Crowley. Boy, great report this morning from him. We're 5 minutes less today because of the 105 start, so Raf is pushing me along. So our Giants pregame is coming up right now.